But who it hasn't been popular with are the other companies that have paid services that they think are similar, right? So, how is your free service different from their paid services? What's the actual differentiator in your opinion?
So I think, the most important thing for us is that we have a far broader service than any other service that's out there in the marketplace, right? This isn't just a place to come and listen to music. It's a place to learn and interact about music. In terms of the differentiation between free services and paid services, I think that is the universe of digital music around the world, a mix of free services and subscription-based services. The reality is free services tend to be supported by advertising, and whether you're looking at subscription revenues or whether you're looking at advertising revenues, at the end of the day, what's important is that the people who created the music are getting paid. And and that is the case here. And I think there is if you look around the world, I think there is business models, successful business models of both free services and supported by ad revenue and subscription based.